everyone. Levon back in the studio. Welcome to all of you. Hey, Levon, the people are having some aha moments, hopefully, before we even start unpacking stuff with them. They've taken their spiritual gifts assessment. They've taken their bossy assessment. They've just completed the love gap assessment. And they're looking at some scores now. They're looking at some data. But before they really start to get into it, I really want you to help us understand this whole love gap thing. Tell me where you discovered, where God gave you the aha about it. And then I want to run through them very quickly to make sure we understand them before we start applying them in our life.
I don't know that you and I have ever really talked about just how it all started in me, but I was traveling internationally, and the company that I owned at that time and had started, we were active in 7 different languages in 52 different countries. And as I moved from country to country, I kept asking myself, how do I engage? How do I bond with these people in different cultures? And I began a journal and started to write down the things that people had in common. And lo and behold, unknowingly, I ended up with 7 things that everybody had in common. And I found out that if I could focus on any of those 7 things, I could bond with anybody. And then it became apparent to me, well, where did those things come from? Where did those 7, I called them desires of the heart, where did they come from? Well, they came from God. Well, who needs to know about it? Well, the church needs to know about it. I went through seminary. I've been working in all over the world, and no one ever told me about them. And I thought, well, that's a shame. And that's why we want you to have these 7 different things. And that's where they started from. And I'll just say one other thing, Joe. In 1 John, it says, and we need to rely upon the love of God. Isn't that interesting? We're not to be relying on wisdom. We're not going to be relying on experience. We're going to rely on one thing, love gaps. In 7 areas, in love, in 7 different areas, we need to have love to fill those love gaps.
I like that when you had your aha discovery, you called them the desires of the heart.
Yeah.
So in my mind, I'm picturing, you know, the picture of a heart, like, you know, the immaterial side of the heart. And there's 7 holes in it, right? And you're saying God literally drilled those holes, so to speak. He created the gap with the intent for him to fill it. Talk about that a little bit, because I want people to get the picture of these 7 things are just like your entrepreneurial bent, these desires are pre-built into you.
In fact, if you do not allow God to fill them, those love gaps are noisy. You're going to feel the need to try to fill them. You cannot ignore them. And so what people do is that, for instance, I'll just take one area in marriage and the area of importance. Importance is one of the 7 different areas. We all need to feel important. We're made that way. Well, there's only one person in the world that can fill your importance need. That's God. But if we don't use God or allow God to make us feel important, if we've never been told about that gift of importance, if this morning when you left the home, you didn't accept God's gift of importance, then you're going to expect that out of somebody else. You're going to use people to fill your importance. And that's the choice you have to make. Will you use God to fill these 7 love gaps, or will you use people? And if you start to use your wife or your husband to make you feel important, and they have a bad day, you no longer feel important. You're gonna feel ignored. You're gonna feel left down. You could even get bitterness. And another divorce has just started, all because the love gap was not filled by God. God put those love gaps in our life for one thing, to draw us close to him.
So, Levon, as I look down the list of love gaps, and for those of you that are listening with us, just think about the assessment you took and where you were scoring, those 7 areas where you were scoring, this desire to feel important, the desire to feel supported and not alone, right? the desire to feel exonerated, the desire to feel capable, like I can do some things, the desire to feel desirable, the desire to feel relevant, and the desire for contentment, peaceful contentment. You're saying God put them there for the journey of life, for me to find Him filling all those things in me. And obviously you and I love talking about, oh my gosh, think of all the ways Satan could fill those gaps or try to fill those gaps if I'm not aware of them and I let him get involved.
Yes, that's so very true. In fact, you may have never heard of the concept of love gaps before you've gone through this course. But I can assure you that Satan knows every one of your love gaps. He knows which ones are empty, which ones are half full, which ones are completely full by God. And the ones that you are experiencing emptiness is exactly where he will fashion temptations to go at you. For instance, looking in the Garden of Eden, the first place where temptation, he looked at Adam and Eve, and especially Eve, and said to her, as God said, you can eat of every tree. And Eve said, well, no, we can eat of everything except that one tree, that tree that has those apples on over there. We were told we can't eat of that tree, and if we eat of them, we will die. And Satan went after the love gap of importance. It was so, as you listen to it, you can see over and over and over again how important it is to get these things filled. And he said, well, no, Eve, God knew that if you did, in fact, eat of that, you would become just like him. You would be as important as God. You would be God. And so he was appealing to how she could make herself more important by committing that sin.
And what's interesting, LaVon, is if each of us, as we look at our scores, reflect on the times we've, quote, fallen in the ditch, unquote, right, in various areas of our life, think about some of the bigger failures in life that you would look back on and go, you know what, that was a major issue. And ask yourself, was there a love gap? Was there a love gap ditch that I fell in? Was it because I just needed to feel desirable and I wasn't getting it somewhere and I went and got it somewhere else? Was it that I wasn't feeling peaceful contentment, so I went pursuing something? Was it because that I just didn't feel important and so I lashed out? Was it because I didn't feel exonerated, so because of guilt, I just acted out or didn't act in something? Isn't it interesting to look back on a couple of the major setbacks in life and see which love gaps were in play? And here's the point that's really interesting as I study this from you is, it wasn't by accident that I fell into that ditch. It was a trap set by Satan, knowing probably, having studied me, that I would fall into that ditch.
It's exactly true. This is a whole new way to look at yourself if you've never done it before. Satan knows, monitors you, and knows exactly what love gaps are bothering you. Remember, wherever you have a love gap, you will find yourself chasing, searching, finding a way to stop the screaming from within. Many of you have self-doubts. Many of you have self-condemnation. All of those things are nothing more than not allowing God to do what only he can do. Remember, the Bible says again that you must rely upon God's love. Rely upon God's love. It's not because you're smart. It's not because you're rich. It is because of one thing, that you've allowed God's love to come in and fill those seven love gaps.
I can't imagine a lot of people going through this course with us who don't have some love gap that's exposed. And I don't want to steal too much thunder away from the book you wrote, because you put a lot of time, effort, energy, research, tons of scripture to validate what you're saying. And then you provided a roadmap for people to fill those love gaps with God, right? And knowing that that's the only way to do it. But just to kind of a sneak peek, for before in the time it takes them to order it and the book to ship and maybe arrive, there may be some people going, okay, so you've exposed the sore. Can you give me a little bit of ointment right now? What are some, in just today, tips? What are some things you would want someone to do who is looking at their scores, sees some gaping holes in the love gaps, and wants to do something about it today?
Start monitoring your emotions. What makes you feel bad? Because emotions are God's whispers, hey, you've got a love gap. And until you fill that love gap, you're going to have negative emotional bondage. And the only way to get free from negative feelings is to have those love gaps filled.
So you're suggesting, let's say someone's willing to, and again, this isn't a pitch for the book. I just think everyone should read it. Let's say you're a week away from receiving the book. For the next few days, just journal the times where you get frustrated easily, where you fly off the handle, where you feel low, where you feel down, where those voices in your head are not Christ-like. Make note of those, because those are going to confirm your scores likely, and I think better prepare you for going through the book. I think you'll just have a better journey, but I do recommend it, and I think you'll come out of that process much stronger. Now, let's tie this all together, Levon. There's a video coming where they'll see us talk about this a little bit more, but I've discovered my spiritual gifts. I've discovered some entrepreneurial skill sets that God's pre-wired in me. And then there's these love gaps. What are some closing thoughts you have in preparing us for the next step in the process?
By the way, once you get these concepts, Jesus will have never looked so good to you. Once you understand what he is busy doing every day is filling those love gaps, you will just so fall in love with him. I'd also want to say that, I don't know if you're aware of this, but one of the statistics, one of the more popular ones, that 78% of all entrepreneurs fail within the first 38 years, or the first 3 years. And I bring that up because I can't help but see that when, you know, Joe, you and I have been working with entrepreneurs now for a number of years, and what we find is that these entrepreneurs have not been able to hold their business together because they're too busy using people to fill their love gaps instead of helping people fill their own love gaps, because God has helped you to fill yours.
But Levon, as you just gave the example of the business owner using people, the corporate manager may be at risk of having done the same. The spouse at home or the parent could be at risk of having done the same, right? We're all capable of that parallel in whatever path we're in. And I think I'm going to encourage everyone, as you go through a little bit more reading and then pop onto the video that Levon and I have prepared, we'll kind of pull this all together for you. We'll start to hopefully help you understand how your results from the first two assessments point you in one direction, and then the results from this third assessment, your love gaps, issues a set of warnings while also equipping you to kind of be in superpower mode. Because here, I'll give you kind of the sneak peek. If you can fill the love gaps with Jesus alone, if you can embrace his love as the only way to fill those, you have now positioned yourself, right, Levon, to take advantage of the other two strengths he's already given you. But if you're struggling with these, man, those other ones feel like a lot of work. It's very easy to suppress the first two things, whether it's my spiritual gifts or my entrepreneurial traits. This, I believe, is the foundation. This is the key I have to use to unlock the door to then take advantage of the rest of it. So it is worth the time, energy, effort, digging into this. And I would encourage you, in the appendix of this, your study guide, is contact information, social media information. So if this is an area you need some help with or guidance with, Levon loves talking about this stuff. It's going to be easy for you to track them down, maybe get on a group session. Levon runs CBF group sessions virtually around the country. You can join one of those sessions, hang out with him, and really unpack this further with like-minded people in the journey, because this is the secret sauce, I believe, to incredible ministry and work. Closing thoughts, Levon?
You know, there are several hundred books out on leadership right now. You can go to Amazon.com and you can't begin to read them all or even acknowledge that they exist. There's that many books. And they all deal with one subject, how to lead. How to lead. But yet leadership is experiencing colossal failure. It's not because people don't know how to lead. It's because people are not free to lead. Every unattended love gap in your life is a detriment to your ability to be the leader that you need to be the entrepreneur that God has called you.